What are we doing, Jake? We McLaren a few things up?
Yeah, this is what's going to pass for the corner today. And we may get into some, assorted notes stories, but we're going to start things
Don't
off.
Do that.
We're going to start things off with just a little bit of Matt McLaren talk.
Hi, Matt.
We're gonna clear a few things up. Maybe say we're going to Matt McLaren a few things up. I think...
Thanks for having me.
You're fascinating fellow.
We're not even touching the alien thing, right?
Yeah, we're going to leave that out.
We're done with that.
That's been properly discussed and examined, and
you'll
get a pass on that one. But
thanks.
That does set the tone for the fact that you have said some fairly shocking things, and I'm a fan, so I thought this is a good time to
clear
a few things up. A couple of weeks ago, you and Scott were filling in for Norman. And during the mix with Bob, Dan, and Donovan, somehow we got on the topic of with online dating or perhaps meeting girls on chats.
I think we were just talking about what a cool city Pittsburgh was.
Really?
And how you just hear that everyone who goes to Pittsburgh is like, damn, Pittsburgh is a badass city.
Surprisingly, and then he said, I drove to Pittsburgh once.
Right, and then we all said,
well, what for?
Why'd you drive to Pittsburgh, bro?
So, do tell.
Yeah, what was going on there?
I went to Pittsburgh to see a girl that I'd been talking to on the internet.
And this is when you were living in the Metroplex.
Yeah.
But you didn't just went to Pittsburgh.
No, I drove there.
To Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, I don't really fly unless... If I can drive there in a day, I'm not going to get on an airplane.
How long does that take? 18?
20 hours.
20 hours.
Yeah.
So and how old were you?
I was in my 20s. It was several years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're just... This is during the AIM days, right? AOL Instant Messenger. I was a big AIM guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was AOL chat rooms. You know. See?
God, the Wild West, man. That was the Wild West of the internet.
But
the early
again,
AOL days.
It was
Prodigy.
A lot of A/S/L. Little age, sex, location. Then at the end, you throw in
ASL.
And then BS for bra size. That became the fourth prereq.
I think I'm proud that I don't know that
like
one.
At 13. That's what I'm... Like,
yeah, that was the first
My generation is just so screwed. We're awful.
You would just
we have no
instant
chance.
Message every girl in the chat. Be like, ASL.
ASL.
They respond. What do you
ASL,
look like?
Bro.
What size are you?
You're just in a...
What size? What size?
You're just in a chat room.
Yeah.
And then you pick an individual and...
Yeah, and you start chatting with them. And
take them off into the corner.
I think there's a misconception that I was like, oh, wow, well, I'll drive, I'll see you tomorrow. I mean, I chatted with this person for like 3 or 4 months.
So a solid foundation of a relationship you're claiming.
Right. You had phone calls?
Yeah, we had phone conversations.
Did you go up there for an entire weekend or just one night?
No, I was there for a couple of days. Saw a Pirates game. Which
you went by yourself, right?
Yeah, I drove up there by myself.
And she was expecting you.
Yes. Yeah, she knew I was coming.
Now, are you surprised that we think this is...
Yeah.
I do, actually, yes. I don't understand why people think it's weird.
Well, because the thing about the internet is it enables you to, as you found out, you can communicate, forge relationships with people that are, you know, beyond your, outside of your geographical sphere there, you know? You can meet more, people further away than you would if you were at a bar or whatever. However, usually it just stays there. I think it's very odd that people...
You don't jump in the Taurus?
I think that's rare.
I think it got a bad rap because Scott and I talked about this on a Sunday show once where, I've met several people off the internet before. I mean, it wasn't just the one girl. Pittsburgh, by far, the furthest I ever went to meet somebody.
How many other car trips have you taken for a girl that you met on the internet?
See, and this is why people think I'm weird, which I don't think this is weird.
No one who's weird thinks they're weird.
But I...
That's never true.
But
words
I would imagine, 10 to 15.
Car trips.
Oh, no, really? How many out of the state?
Just the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just the one. Because
so most
usually,
of them are
usually be like, where are you from? Oh, I live over in Fort Worth. Oh, cool. You talk for a couple weeks. Hey, do you want to meet up? Sure. And you'd meet,
I've done that. In the early, Wild West days of the internet and like year one of MySpace,
mm-hmm.
I was prone to meet a female in Plano and drive there from Bedford or whatever.
Okay,
but that's like
you meet in a public
40
place.
Minutes.
You're like, okay, let's meet at, probably the second furthest I ever went was like College Station. I drove down there once, and that was like a...
Okay, is this a sure thing when you jump in the car?
It's gotta be, right? I mean,
not about that.
At least in your mind, it's a sure thing. I mean, it may not be spoken, but...
You bought a box on your way
there.
You kind of
figure you're gonna make out. You know?
You're not driving to Pittsburgh to make out with someone. Or are you?
I think it's interesting to say you meet at a public place because it's like, hey, okay. I just drove across the country to see you, but we meet me like I'm freaked out about it.
Still a little freaked.
All right, that time I didn't. But when I first started meeting ladies online, it was always in a public place because back in high school, you know, you weren't sure about it. And then once I got into college, I actually drove to College Station once from San Marcos to meet a girl in the middle of the night. And then, like, a few months later, it came out that somebody at A&M had been posing as a girl online and killing people when they showed up.
Whoa.
So, like, I
And how big of a part of the risk assessment is that? I mean, if you've done it 15 times, I mean, you've got to be thinking at some point.
It's a lot different now than it used to be. And I think that, again, people hear this like, God, what a freaky guy. You know, who's doing this? You have to realize this is 10 years ago. Early 20s. Single guy. Internet just started getting popular, what, in like 96, 97. So I was within that first 5 years of the explosion of the chat room thing. It's not like today. You don't go in a chat room now
right.
and randomly go meet somebody. Nobody would do that.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I'm talking about like years and years ago. I mean, this is when I was really young, stupid, doing dumb things. So yes, I would meet someone online and sometimes in the same day go meet them.
And sometimes they lived on the other side of
the
continent or whatever. Yeah, that's
well, that's a power move. I'll give you that.
You know, and again, I know that I'm an odd person and that I do things that are odd.
What else you got?
I probably shouldn't say.
Let's
a lot
admit
of things.
Something new today. What else you got?
Well, here's what I'm interested in also is that post Pittsburgh, I mean, it feels like that's the end of the relationship. Like it feels like. With, you know, other types of relationships, the meeting is the beginning. Whereas I feel like the trip to Pittsburgh,
right.
the meetup, it's like kind of understood at the end of it. Like, look, I'm not going to be doing this every weekend. He's
yeah.
not like, so
yeah,
this is probably the end of it.
Basically, where, you know, you try to keep in touch a little bit, you know, and it's just like, what's the point? Obviously, are you ever going to come down here? Probably not. Well, I'm not ever going to drive back up there again, so.
Okay, a couple more questions. Boy, right. I'm fascinated. on the way there.
We're clearing things up.
Yes.
On the way there, the anticipation is building.
It is. It is.
Do you even think about, like, hey...
What if they're not who they say they are? Or?
No. More like, man, I'm really excited about this, but I've got, like, a 20-hour drive ahead of me. I don't want to be super pent up when I arrive.
You're like you want to be relaxed.
So did you have a something about Mary moments?
No.
But in the car.
No, no.
Is your car
And again, it wasn't 100% about seeing the person. It was getting away.
Nah, that's the worst part of this. Your worst part of your defense. The rest of it is. Yeah, the rest of it is.
Right. I wanted to go to Pittsburgh.
You're selling me on the early internet and all this stuff.
You got us there.
Well, I wanted to see a Pirates game at PNC Park.
That is
not true.
That is awful. And then my other question is.
By Pirates game, he means role playing.
Yeah, angry Pirates game. I think. The other thing that I'm fascinated by is just that, and you know, if you don't want to comment on this, I understand. But I would imagine that if you drive 20 hours somewhere for that, it's got to be the most explosive, just
dynamite,
insanely dynamite action of all time.
To be honest, and I don't want to ask him straight up, but I don't know that there was anything that was dynamite. I don't know if we can confirm that there was a
Nobody
passionate night in
anything.
Pittsburgh. Or he went up there and... Had a couple beers and then...
And that was it. Yeah, who knows?
Because then it's even better. Like, if you didn't even...
No, I'm just not into it.
Did she have the most amazing body anyone's ever seen? Or did she not?
Has she typed?
Did she have a typical Pittsburgh body?
What's that?
What is that?
I'm assuming it's kind of hefty, getting ready for the winter.
I'm going to say this.
Not a settler.
There was only once that I had a heftier woman. And that was...
Wait, only once more than Pittsburgh?
At Match.com. Yeah.
So this is a heavy set girl we went and met in Pittsburgh?
No, not in Pittsburgh. Just off of, like, Match.com or whatever. I can't believe you guys you've never met anybody off the internet.
Like, well,
maybe I am.
No, and I'm kind of with you on that. And I've
like,
been,
not even like a Match.com
I've been
anything.
I've been locked up for 12 years. So
yeah, right, so that's
this
a little
is
different.
A pre... Yeah, I never was single with the internet, I guess, but...
I was single for a while, and then I got married and divorced, and then after my divorce, I was single for, you know, a couple of months.
And was it right back to the internet pile? I mean, it's like, well...
If I was single, I would go straight to the internet. That'd be great.
Actually, yes, I did get on Match.com.
Like the day after?
Let me just...
You know, you're just... What? What? You know, the whole thing that you guys were talking about yesterday, in the I heard Bob and Dan talking about the...
It was Colin Klein-based.
Yeah, that whole thing is true. If you're, you know, their whole theory, Bob was dead on. You know, and then once you get divorced, Donnie was right. You kind of go out and you feel free, you know, and I don't think that's a weird feeling where you're like, holy crap, I'm single again.
Back to the internet pile. Louis C.K. had
a
bit about this.
What is my log?
When he was in, how many times has he had to, like, resend me the password?
Right.
Like,
it's been what would my password have been?
I think the years ago. The stigma of doing stuff online
Upton
is creepy.
Pilot.
I understand that.
Louis C.K. had a bit. When he was here a couple months ago or whatever, that was like, you very, very rarely find someone who's divorced. He was like, it just sucks. It just sucks that I got divorced. Like, everyone who's ever gotten divorced,
it's
the best.
It's the best.
It's so freeing.
Donnie was claiming that he would do great, or we'd all do great, or...
No, just that if you have been married for a while and you get divorced, you go a little hog heavy. Not McLaren.
Yeah.
In the colloquial sense, yes.
Pittsburgh style.
Right. But you go overboard a little bit with, like, look, I'm going for it. I'm making some moves.
I guess, yeah.
And the internet certainly will facilitate your moves. But as someone who's never really, I've never taken a beyond the Metroplex trip, and really probably only met two or three girls online ever, it's, you know, you have to understand why we're fascinated with.
No, I do. And to me, like.
Sounds like you were pretty proficient at it.
Yeah, you said a dozen plus.
Easily. And again,
easily.
It was not...
I bet you've gone on more of these trips than you could name American Indian tribes.
It's not 100% sexual. And I think everybody thinks that you're just meeting girls online and you're going out and whoring through a bunch of chicks that you met. It wasn't like that at all. A lot of girls
that I met... Why not? Then why do it?
I don't know. Just boredom, I guess. But a lot of girls that I met, it was just you would literally hang out, maybe have a drink, and that was it. And you never saw them again. Sometimes you did. And I would guess 80% of them, nothing happened, like not even kissing.
So you went to Pittsburgh and had a drink with a chick and came back. It's okay. And saw a Pirates game.
Hey, whatever you guys want to believe about me is cool with me. I mean, it's never bothered me. I know there's a lot out
dude,
there.
It's rooted in fascination, our interest in you.
It is.
And it's
not
positive.
Scorn.
I think it's cool. I mean, you know, it's a little odd, but
I know
all of your
I'm...
oddness is reasonably healthy oddness.
Yeah.
It's real close to the edge.
Some of it is.
Yeah.
But it's all pretty healthy.
You know, I get that. I guess it's because it's my life that I just kind of see everybody else as like, what? I don't get your fascination with it. But then when it's pointed out that, well, nobody else does things like this or says these things, but this is my life.
And then you realize that maybe it's abnormal.
Now, last thing was, is your current situation. Is she aware that you used to be an Internet Hall of Famer? Like, there's a trophy of you in the AOL offices?
Sure. She knows. She knows, you know. I mean, I don't do anything like that these days. I'm not getting online into chat rooms and stuff. I think people have a misunderstanding that this is something I'm doing now.
No, I don't think that.
No.
And this was years ago. I was single. Sure. I was just doing stupid, dumb stuff that a lot of people do. And to me, it's like a lot of guys go to a bar and have some cheesy pickup line that they throw out at a chick, and they do that 10 different times till the chick says yes.
Right.
But I'm the creepy one because I get to know girls online.
Yeah, because you throw ASL... Size.
Exactly.
What size are you?
You know, and if you're not a C cup or better, then I'm probably not continuing the conversation.
There you go. He's cleared it up
not
for us.
Not going out to the car.
He has.
I'm fueling up the car and hitting the road.
And
I love it.
There is one time where I met a girl who falsely represented herself and got to McDonald's to meet her, and she was not who she said
really?
She was.
And how so? Like, how many pictures did she send?
She sent several, and they were, you know, not like I thought they were fake. They looked
just
like
perfect side angles.
Yeah, just normal looking girl, and I thought, oh, you know, you're cute and
cute enough to meet at a McD's.
Yeah, and
meet at McDonald's.
That's the first red flag.
No doubt.
Did she pick that locale?
I don't remember.
I think the only place worse would be like meeting at Waffle House or IHOP.
I met one at Walmart.
Hardee's.
Oh my God, really?
Okay,
on
the toy aisle.
At Walmart?
Unbelievable.
I was like, I'll meet you at the toy aisle.
How did we not get to this earlier?
Unbelievable. Walmart. Inside the front door?
And so how does that conversation go when she's not, you know, when you've ascertained that she's not representing herself properly? Do you say,
I was like, I walked right past her. She's like, Matt. And I was like, yes.
No.
Who are you?
It's me, you know, or whatever.
Boy.
And I was like, you don't look anything like you said you did. Well, I didn't think you'd want to meet. And I was like, yeah, you're
what, you
right.
said
I
that right out of the gates? You
well,
said,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you
who
don't
the hell was that person?
God, dude, that's brutal, too.
What are you supposed
well,
to do?
You
like, oh,
don't
it's okay.
Look...
You falsely represented yourself. You completely lied to me. I'll sit down and see what the deal is. No.
Sit down and have a
McFlurry.
A shamrock shake.
Oh, my.
They didn't have any left, so you already cleared them out.
I've destroyed myself today.
No, you're all good, buddy.
I'm weird. What do you want? I don't think weird. I'm weird. I'm a little eccentric.
We're all weird, but most of us don't share our weirdest stuff on the
Thank
radio.
You for your candor.
I'll talk about anything.
Matt,
why not?
Good work.
I love you guys.
We McLared a few things up. Well done.
I think we further complicated the issue.
All right, RG3 coming to town. Let's talk about that madman next.
And Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, 9:40 is the time. Jake, Matt, and Mike filling in for the Musers. Happy Thanksgiving to all. We got a football. Should we clear up? We got a breaking update on the Matt McLaren story. In the break, he tells us all the good stuff. Don't worry, I won't say anything. But let's just say the Pittsburgh trip went well. It was a great success.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, there you go.
A high success rate on those plays.
Right. The questions.
That's
that
advanced stats.
We all wanted sabermetrics.
What do you
sabermetrics.
Want? My mom's like freaking making casserole right now. Like, oh my god.
Right,
Matthew.
We go to break. He goes, well, my mom's listening, so I can't. Well,
and then
tell us what happened.
There, my dad, be like, you know, we already know all this stuff. Come on, we're not idiots.
All right, 3:20.